Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you. Evangelist Hameen.
Thank you, Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you tonight asking you for mercy and for grace. We humble our hearts, O God, and we ask that you will search us. Lord, whatever is not pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and forgive us. Take it away from us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you tonight, Lord. We need strength, oh God, and we need power, oh Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord, to lift the heavy burden, oh God. We need you to stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we are praying tonight that you will give comfort and consolation to the bereaved families, Lord. Look upon them right now. Look on the Edmond family. Lord, please comfort them. Be close to them right now and carry them through during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. Look on all the bereaved families, Lord. Anyone who has lost someone close to them, look on them tonight, Lord, and be close to them, oh God, and let them know that you're there to carry them through and that they're not alone. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy tonight. We pray, God, that you will speak to somebody's heart and give them a mind to turn from their ways. Oh, Lord God, prick their heart, break up the stony heart in the name of Jesus. Save souls, Lord God. Give somebody the mind to turn from the world. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We're praying tonight that you will send healing to those who are sick, my God, and afflicted in the name of Jesus. Stop by, Lord, and lay your hand on them. Raise them up, Lord Jesus. Save, Lord God, make whole right now. Oh, Lord, forgive sins and blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, Lord, work miracles, work wonders. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up all around the world. Oh, Lord God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we ask, God, that you will bless this ministry, that you will look on the Gospel Truth ministry, that you will let it grow and prosper even more, that you will let it reach souls near and far. Oh, Lord God, somebody's out there listening tonight, needing to hear a word from you. Send forth your word, God, that they may hear your word and obey. Oh, God, have mercy tonight. Be merciful, Lord Jesus, and remember those who are on the prayer list one by one, name by name, all the prayer lists all around the world. You know all about it, Lord. You know just what to do. You know how to work things out, and we are depending on you, Lord. We are looking to you. We believe you tonight, Lord. We are taking you at your word. And we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit, Lord. We thank you for your touch, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation of your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 100 number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 100 number of Psalms, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and the prayer being prayed. And we want to thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. It's 08096. We also want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Please keep in prayer the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo, and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are requesting prayer. Forgive me for saying the bereaved Edmond family twice. We wanted to make sure that I had them on our prayer list as they lost, lost her father. And we want to definitely keep them in our prayers. And at this time, you're going to ask if Sister Cheryl would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Sister Cheryl.
Press on, press on. There's a blessing in your pressing. Press on, press on, press on. There's a blessing in your pressing. Press on, pray on. Pray on. There's a blessing in your praying. Pray on. Pray on. Pray on. There's a blessing in your praying. Pray on. Sing on. Sing on. There's a blessing in your singing. Sing on. Sing on, sing on. There's a blessing in your singing. Sing on, preach on, preach on. There's a blessing in your preaching. Preach on, preach on, preach on. Preach on. preach on. The blessing in your preaching, preach on. Press on, press on. There's a blessing in your pressing, press on. Press on, press on. There's a blessing in your pressing, press on. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Press on, pray on, preach on, sing on. There's a blessing in it all. We're doing it unto the Lord. And it, you might say, well, this is just a little bit, but little as much as God is in it. So if you're doing it, keep on doing it. There's a blessing in it. Amen. And I do believe that Evangelist Cynthia is on. I know she normally, she might have a song. I don't want to overlook her. Amen. She does have a song that she would like to sing. Amen. Sis, if you have a song.
Yes. Amen. The song was sang.
Amen. Amen.
I'll sing another song.
Your blessing's coming through.
Well.
Your blessing's coming through. He'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your blessing's coming through. Your healing is coming through. Oh, healing is coming through. Oh, he'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your blessing's coming through. It's coming through. It's coming through. Your blessing is coming through. Oh, he'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your blessing's coming through. Your breakthrough's coming through. Oh, your breakthrough is coming through. Oh, he'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your breakthrough is coming through. It's 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 coming through. Oh, your blessing's coming through. Your blessing's coming through. Pour you out a blessing. You won't have room to receive. Your blessing's coming through.
Amen. Your blessing's coming through. Amen.
Yes, go ahead.
Amen. I'm going to, you know, just say that that's an appropriate song. Your blessing is coming through, but you have to press on. You got to pray on. God, he'll pour us out a blessing. We won't have room to receive. Your blessing is coming through. It's there. It's here. I'm grateful for those selections right after each other. They matched. They were very appropriate together. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless Evangelist's name.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. Now we're going to get ready for the Word of God. Praise God. God's Word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God. Let us pray our hearts for a word of prayer just before the message.
At this time, and we want you to put your minds on Jesus, remembering whatever it is that you need. God's got it tonight. God's got whatever you need. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would look upon each and every soul, Lord, under the sound of our voice as this radio broadcast go out tonight. We want you to touch somebody's mind, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Jesus. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we know thou art a healer for both body and soul. No, my God, we don't just want you to heal the body, but we want you to heal the soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give somebody a tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them strength, Lord. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Help them, Lord, in this hour of bereavement. God, you know about it. We want you to fix it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. Oh, God, if you do these things, we'll be glad, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, God bless all of our radio listeners. We're glad to be with you once again tonight, and we're right here in the studio, and we're going to go right to the Word of God tonight. Let us go to the book of 2 Timothy, the second chapter.
Praise God.
And begin with the first verse.
Thank you, my Lord.
Bow down for my son. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Be strong.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
Yes, sir.
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
If I were to be a thought with you, it would be endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, I heard Timothy when he began to preach the word of God and how that he began to say, now, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
But
even Paul,
yes,
and he was writing to Timothy,
yes,
because, you see, Paul knew that he didn't have long to live.
Yes, sir.
He was about to be offered for Christ.
Yes,
he was. So he began to write to his brother Timothy. Timothy being a young pastor, he began to exhort Timothy to be strong in the Lord. He didn't tell him to be a weak soldier, but he told him to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Look where we're going already. We have so many weak soldiers, supposed to be soldiers of Jesus Christ, but they're weak. And they seem like they can't go. They can't endure nothing.
Amen.
Can't go through the test and the trials. As soon as the test comes, they're ready to give up, to take down, and to back up on God. But I heard Jesus when he said, he who put in his hand to the gospel plow, and looking back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. Just don't look back. There's no time to look back now. I know tests may come.
Amen.
The child is going to come.
Amen.
But Jesus warned us. He
And everything will be all right. Glory to your hardness as a good change, God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The message is telling us to hold on, to endure, to go through, to put up with, to endure as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation. If there's anyone out there in radio land that don't know the Lord, but you want to get to know him, you're tired of living in sin. Oh, my God, you're tired of going the way that you've been going. We are going to give you an opportunity to give it over to Jesus and let him come into your life. Let him have his way in you. Praise the Lord. As we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, we're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia, that she will lead us in a word of prayer. And if you're weak and you need strength, now is the time to go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to give you strength. I know we are going through tests and trials down here, different situations coming up in our lives, and surely we do need strength to go a little further. And if the Lord give us strength, we will be able to go a little further in the Lord. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer as Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond comes forth to lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to the name of our Son Jesus, thanking you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Thank you
for your love and your kindness, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity, Lord. Oh, my Father, to come before you in prayer, Lord.
Well, yes.
Look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Forgive sins, my God. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. In the name of Jesus, help us to endure the night, God. I know that you're able, Lord. Help us to go through tests and trials, my God. Oh, my Father, you promised never to leave us and never to forsake us, my God. We know that you're with us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to bear it, my God. I know that you're able, God. Look on those listeners tonight, God. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, lift the heavy burdens, Lord. I know you're able, God. Deliver the bound, Lord. Set the captives free, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind every evil, foul spirit, Lord, that seeks to hinder, God. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Lord. Move right now, God. Move in the midst of your people, God. Oh, Father, make yourself known the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy tonight, God. Have mercy on that soul, God, that's nearest to hell, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord. Jesus, I know you're able, God. That soul, Lord, that is in a hospital sick, God. Have mercy, Lord. Raise them up, Father. I know you're able, Lord. Go into the mental institutions, Father. Have mercy right now, Lord. Restore the mind, Lord. Go into the jail cells, God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, give somebody a change of heart, Lord. Deliver, my God. Shake the prison walls, my God. Call somebody to fall out with their ways, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Have mercy right now, God. Let your will be done, Lord. Look on the Edmond family, God. Touch right now, God. Comfort and console, Lord. Help us, my God. In the name of Jesus, take us through, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your eternal way in our lives, Lord. Save the unsaved, God. Oh, Father, deliver tonight, God. Help right now, Lord. I know you're able, God. Send on help, Lord. Help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to stand, God, in these last and evil days, Lord. Help us to go through, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand on your word, Lord. Oh, Father, I know you're able, God. Move, my God. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Prick
hearts unto repentance, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, God. Look on the youth of the world, God. Save them, Lord Jesus. The youth of the church, God. Save, Lord. I know you're able, God. Let your will be done, Lord. All those that are on the prayer list, God, that are requesting a special prayer, God, do it right now, Lord. We know that you're able, God. Whatever the request is, my God, grant it according to your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the President of the United States, God. Touch right now, God. Look on Ukraine, God. The President of Russia, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Move, Lord. Look on Congress, God. Touch their minds, God. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way, God. I know that you're able, God. Continue to bless this broadcast, Lord. Let your will be done and have your eternal way, God. Father, make ways and open up doors for thine people, God. In the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, God. Somebody's crying out for help tonight, God. Oh, Father, somebody's crying out for help tonight, God. Help tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Send on help, my God. Send on help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, touch right now, God. I know that you're able, God. Oh, Father, let your will be done and have your eternal way, God. Move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God. Oh, Father, bless us and we shall be blessed, God. Keep us and we shall be kept, God. In the name of Jesus we pray. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the prayer. I tell you, we're living in times now. We need to pray. Glory to God. I just thank God for that prayer. I thank the Lord for the word of God that came forth, exhorting us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to open up the floor for our evangelists to give way for remarks and exhortations. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Bell. Enduring hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And this is what we have to do. We have to endure, not like the coward soldiers, like she said, but a good soldier. And if you're a good soldier, then you will endure because this is your life. There are many things we can be entangled with while we're in this battle, but if we stop warring to be entangled with those things, how can we fight? Like, how can we fight the enemy when we're battling financial security? We can't fight fully when we're battling work and home stability or anything like that. So we have to be good soldiers and endure. Keep on fighting. Keep on. Just keep on going. There is a reward in the end. Amen. Be encouraged. In advance, Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the powerful message. It's a message to the people of God to be strong in the Lord. Amen. To be a good soldier, we have to maintain our ground. We cannot let the enemy make us back down. Praise the Lord. But we are to be strong, strong soldiers for the Lord. Because somebody said in a song they were singing about, God don't want and he can't use no coward soldiers.
Praise
the Lord. So put on your strength and go on for the Lord. Praise God. Be encouraged. Amen. We just thank the Lord. And it's true, we are going through many, many different things, and we are faced with many things, but the Lord will surely see us through. So let's be that strong, bold soldier for the Lord and know that he will not forsake us. He'll be there for us. He will fight the battle for us. Praise God. But we just have to hold on and keep on going forward. As the song came forth, it's a blessing in your pressing. Amen. Everyone be encouraged. Please take the word of God in for yourself and live by it. I enjoy hearing the word on tonight. And I also enjoyed both songs that were sang.
Yes.
It is indeed a praise God. We thank God for all things, asking you to keep us in your prayers. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for our evangelist. Thank God for the remarks. I enjoy each of them, and I want our evangelist and Sister Cheryl to continue working for the Lord, because working for the Lord will pay off. And know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Praise the Lord. We thank God for every one of our radio listeners. We invite you to tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We have oldies but goodies in the gospel. We hope you have been encouraged, and we thank you for this service on tonight. We are yet asking that you pray for the Edmund family as we go through our time of bereavement. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, just keep praying for us. And if that's all, well, we say thank you, and God bless you, and good night.